Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Well, hello, you guys. How are you doing? I hope that you are well. I am in absolute overflow this morning. Just really feeling so fueled and so lit up. I am coming off of a just beautiful family day, family celebration. It is Rosh Hashanah in the Jewish culture, and we just enjoyed a gorgeous celebration yesterday. We were at the beach doing a drum circle. We went to temple, and the sermon that the rabbi gave truly just like rocked me, like in the best way. It was just, I just felt like I heard it on a really, really, really deep level, and it was so inspiring, and I felt very moved. I'm going to share a little bit about that today. And while it's just very fresh in my mind, if any of you are like, didn't know you were Jewish, Heidi, or like, I don't know that I would actually listen to something that a rabbi said, or if any part of that feels odd to you, I hear you. I actually grew up Lutheran. I was baptized. I was in Young Life all through high school. I came to California, when I was 18 years old, and got into real estate when I was 23 years old. And I actually grew up in a town where there was about 3 Jewish kids in my high school. I knew nothing about Judaism, and quite honestly, always thought that it was a little bit of like an off religion. Like I just didn't get it. And I just wasn't, I guess sheltered, if you will. And getting into real estate, specifically commercial real estate in Los Angeles, I think about probably 75% of people in commercial real estate in Los Angeles are Jewish, and just got a very, very quick kind of learning curve of the culture, and began actually getting involved in some networking events. This is a stereotype, but a lot of people, you know, that are Jewish tend to be, good with money or like good negotiators. And I remember a few of my clients used to be like, are you sure you're not Jewish? Like you are negotiating so hardcore right now and you're so tough. Like, are you sure you're not Jewish? I think somewhere it just like runs in my blood, and I have been an honorary Jew for, it is just meant to be. So I meet Kenny, he's Jewish. We decide as a couple that we're going to, that it's important for us to raise our kids just with like a certain kind of culture. And, while I totally just consider myself extremely, extremely spiritual, I've not converted. I'm not officially Jewish. I've actually taken all the classes, but all of this to say, I have really found within myself that I can hear spirit, source, universe speaking to me through any religion, through any kind of higher calling or culture, if you will. I could go sit in a Catholic mass and hear spirit's voice and feel the light. I could sit in a, Kundalini yoga circle. I really feel source in so many different places, different religions, different experiences, meditation, traveling the world, sitting and having a gorgeous meal with a glass of wine with Kenny. Like it's, for me, it's about feeling connected, and truthfully it comes down to feeling connected with inside of myself and allowing myself to receive that higher energy, that higher flow, that co-creative force that is available to every single one of us. And And so, you know, the traditions of Judaism and the fact that it's so focused around family, and that we have these traditions of going to the beach and doing a drum circle and Rosh Hashanah and just really celebrating life, feels just so supportive to my family, to my kids, to myself. And I've really just taken a lot of joy in that. And so what I want to share today is what I heard yesterday, which just, I feel like it's so much of what I say in different ways. And so I hope that, you know, you can feel or get a little ounce of kind of the energy that is moving through me so freely right now. The message that I heard is that every single one of us has gifts, right? Every single one of us comes onto this planet, into this human body with a gift, with multiple gifts. And having these gifts is not actually unique to you. Like, every single person has them, and they can be as universal as being kind and being loving and having compassion and empathy. Like, those are gifts that every single one of us has. And we all have different creative pursuits or talents or, you know, things that we know help us feel good and help us feel more connected to source and to spirit. And for some of us, these gifts and these ways of being and these things, and we know that they are our quote unquote calling. We know that they are our purpose. We know that we are meant to, all of us have these gifts that we are meant to share. And some of us are meant to monetize and make businesses and actually do them for a living. And the question that was posed yesterday, which I just thought was so powerful, was how often are we withholding our gifts? How often are you not sharing freely in ways because there's fear, because you're scared, because, and I'll go through some of these reasons, that we all put up kind of walls and barriers and reasons. And the difference between the person that feels successful in their life and feels connected and feels like she is doing something in the world to those that are just in like the rat race is the person that is delivering on your gifts, meaning we all have them. And so it's like the part that you have them is not special. The part that you actually take action on them and deliver on them is going to make you unique. So at every given moment, at every single day, here is the universe. And it is so broad and bold and big and available to every single one of us. And it is waiting. It is simply waiting for us to meet it, to open the door, to answer the phone, to answer the call, and to experience the courage within inside of ourselves to take action on it. There are so many reasons why every single one of us are withholding every single day. I'm too busy. I'm too tired. I don't have the right support. I don't have the right help. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. I had, you know, childhood trauma. My dad did this, my mom did that. I already tried it and it didn't work. I'm scared of being rejected. It goes on and on and on. The reasons why we withhold our gifts. And what I felt yesterday as she was sharing this, like when the rabbi was sharing this, at first I was like, oh, this isn't like I share, I'm doing my thing, I'm on purpose. And then when she said, you know, how often are you withholding, love, words of appreciation, physical affection? How often are you, you know, not meeting somebody where they are, or really hearing somebody, thinking that you are worse off or better than, or comparing yourself to somebody else, or thinking like, I could never be that, or that's going to be too hard, or that's going to take too long? I was like, oh yeah, I do it all the time. I do it all the time. I'm constantly like thinking, oh, I should go give Kenny a kiss or a hug or appreciate. But then I'm just like, oh, I'm like tired. You know, oh, like off to bedtime. How often am I not taking a moment with Harrison and actually just taking a moment and looking at him in his eyes and telling him how proud I am of him and how much I love him? And yes, of course, like I do these things, but like if I am just giving freely and if I am just letting like Spirit's love course through my body, how much more would I desire to give? Not like want to give, not feel like I had to give, but actually desire to let it flow out of me and be present with my kids, with Kenny, instead of being on to the next thing, instead of looking at my phone and wondering who DM'd me back, instead of, you know, just like being in the like go, go, go mode. And so here's the thing, my loves, is that every single moment we do, we have a choice. We have a choice of if we're going to allow ourselves to overflow, if we're going to allow ourselves to give freely of our gifts, if we are going to deliver on the gifts that we have been given. You've heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again. The universe, spirit, source, put you on this planet at this time because you have work to do. You have work to do. Everyone's work looks different, and yet it is up to you to go and take action. Now, if you're listening to me hear that and you're like, I don't know what my work is, that's okay. Your job is to then just take action on what you do know. It took me 10 years to move out of the real estate industry and to start speaking my voice in this way. I'm still finding my voice and finding the umbrella, if you will, and exactly what I meant to share, and quite honestly, like how spiritual I really am. Like it feels vulnerable for me to be talking in these ways and talking about God and sharing with you my own process. And yet it's like that. If that's not the biggest gift I can possibly give, then like, I don't know what is. And so I just digressed, but it took me, you know, 10 years to finally go, okay, I'm going to close up shop in real estate. Kenny, I'm going to hand this over to you officially, and I'm going to move into this space. It's now taken me 3 years in this space to go from being a quote unquote kind of hardcore business coach, which is amazing and great and awesome, to really let some of these downloads in a deeper way come through me. And you guys will just watch me continue to kind of peel back the layers and share more and more and more authentically and vulnerably, like as I like even find that with inside of myself. And so this is not about having it all figured out. This is not about knowing your perfect message or your perfect speech or your exactly what it is that you're supposed to do. It's actually about you taking action on what you do know and what feels good. And the more that you continue to do what feels good and what feels in alignment, and the more that you take those moments of silence to get quiet and to start developing your own relationship with Source and starting to exercise that muscle of listening and tuning in, it is not a matter of if, it is just a matter of when you do get those downloads and you do get clarity and you do hear what the next action item you're meant to take. And what I know from now coaching personally, mentoring and coaching over 300 women in the last 3 years is that so many of you, most of you, if not all, you actually already know the step. You know the next thing. You're just afraid, which is, I have compassion for that. You're scared. You're afraid to even allow yourself to say it out loud, the thing that you want to do, the thing that you know that is tugging on your shoulders, that has been sitting there on your shoulders, just kind of, again, knocking at the door. That is God. That is Source. That is Universe knocking at your door. And I say this not to instill fear, but just to instill the truth. If you don't answer that door, and if you don't take action on that thing that is sitting on your shoulders, you will live a life unlived. You will have regret. And what I know is that when I look forward 50 years, hopefully, you know, maybe even longer, 60 years plus, and I look at myself on those final moments and those final breaths, the one thing that I want to have said is that I went for it. I went for it. I lived life to the fullest. It may not have been a success at everything, even though maybe some of you guys think like, yes, Heidi, you are. There's been lots of failures. There's been lots of lessons learned. But I don't want to sit there and go, I wish I would have. If only I did that. Let's live this life to the fullest. Let's not go through with regrets. And let's also trust the season. So what do I mean by that? Your soul has seasons. Your body has rhythms. Meaning you don't have to go and do every single thing right now. Right? Like your soul may be desiring more quiet right now. Your soul may be desiring time to raise your toddlers. Your soul might be desiring that it is time to fire up and build the business and do the thing. And perhaps if you're like me, your soul actually desires to do so many things at once. And if that's true, then your job is to listen and to trust that in the right timing and the right flow, the next thing is going to happen. And what I can share with you from what I've done over the last 6 months or so of really deepening in at a whole new level inside of myself, listening that it's time to slightly shift the business, to open up the collective, that just for now, it's time to take a pause on running the, you know, kind of the higher level groups, the Thrive, the Mindful Business Accelerator, the higher level masterminds, which, you know, I have an intuition that those will start to come up and back around in 2020. But for now, it's really all about the community. My days feel so easy. My days feel so in flow. Most days I genuinely don't feel like I'm working, even though I'm like doing things and I'm back to back. And you guys see my schedule on my Insta stories. Like it is full on. And yet almost every single thing that I'm doing and participating in truly brings me so much joy, truly feels so good to connect with people, to be out in the world, to be getting opportunities to speak, to be on podcasts, to connect with the women in the collective, both online and offline, to be having deeper conversations, having richer conversations. It's like, that is what my soul desires. And the cool thing is that the way that I've set this up and the way that I've like designed this, I'm now able to pick up Harrison at 3 o'clock from preschool. I'm able to take a little bit slower mornings, some of the mornings. I'm not working every single day from 8:30 to 5 on one-on-one calls and bonus calls and sales calls like all day long. It wasn't serving me. It wasn't serving my family. It was serving the women that I was working with, but I wasn't at my best. And so now in a shift in the business plan and a shift in the way that I'm doing things, it's like, yeah, it's going to take a little bit of time to build. It's going to take a little bit of time for the vision to manifest in the way that I see it, but it already is. And every single time I get on a call with the women in the collective, every single time that, you know, I'm with them in person in one way or another, every single time I'm just with any group of women for that matter, I get like this, like, yes, 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 yes. And it's just so crystal clear that I'm on my path. So crystal clear. And so just to bring this full circle, I'm here to serve you to being on your path. I'm here to serve you in allowing yourself to listen to your yes And if it's a yes, you go all in, you lean in, you take the step, you take that next step that's in front of you. You launch the course, you get the client, you do the thing, you go to the networking event, you put yourself out there, you know, you hire the coach, you invest in the community, you get into the people, you get around the people that are doing the things that you want to be doing. And if it's a no, even if it seems like it would make very logical sense, you trust that as well. And you don't take the action and you let yourself wait in that uncomfortable gray. I want to make an asterisk here because if you're hearing the no, it's not that you stop taking any and all action and just sit idly and let yourself spin. You still take action to the best of your knowledge. But oftentimes I hear a no on like a team member or a coach or a program that like, I just want it to be a yes. I just so want it to be like my magic bullet. If I just hire this one person, then like everything that I've been wanting to have happen in my business is going to have happen. And yet when I really get crystal clear, I'm like, no, that's not it. So back around to you, allowing yourself to develop that inner muscle of listening to your intuition, of listening to the yeses and the nos, and for allowing that thing that's gnawing at you, that thing that is knocking on your door, for you to open up the door, for you to say, okay, I hear you, and for you to ask, what is the next action step to take in order for to make this happen? In order, like, what is the small action step that I can take in order to make this a reality? Your job is to deliver on the gifts, to deliver freely, to deliver in flow, and to let the yeah buts, I don't know hows, I already experienced, I'm afraid of rejections, to let those go, to let those be there and still take action anyways. I love you. I'd love for you to post this on your Insta story, on your Instagram, on your Facebook. I am so here just to get this message out there to anyone and every woman or man that is meant to hear these words. I love you and I will talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.